the Tuesday edition of the program. What do you say we get to it to cap off hour number one and allow Alex to commence the festivities?
I'm going to start off with New York Giants fans on Twitter.
What are you doing?
Not all of them, just the ones who don't know how to properly at mention Brandon Marshall. There are two of them in the NFL, you see, and they're both good players. One of them is a wide receiver for the New York Giants, and the other is a linebacker for the Denver Broncos. One of them, at B. Marshall. The other is at B. Marsh 54 with two H's. I'm not sure why two H's. And the latter, who is obviously the linebacker because the number 54
giveaway
is the number he wears on the field, and the picture on the profile is also him and not the other guy. Well, he can always tell when the other one is playing because all of a sudden his at mentions begin to fill up. And with the wide receiver Marshall deciding that catching footballs wasn't for him anymore last night, the linebacker sure enough had fans yelling at him about dropping passes. And it's not failing to pick the right profile when they tweet. They're literally sending messages directly to him. Like, they would have to go to his page to be able to do it. But he's been funny about it and started responding as if he were actually the angry receiver, Brandon Marshall. Someone said, "On my couch watching you drop Eli passes," to him. So he said, "Meet me in the parking lot after the game, chump." Someone said, "Catch the ball, dude," to which he simply said, "Catch these," if you catch my drift. Giants fans, don't tweet at players for being bad. But if you're going to, make sure it's the right guy, as we ask.
What are you doing?
All righty.
Catch these.
To the Josh Allen bandwagoners, I ask.
What are you doing?
You know, sometimes people who follow, cover, and talk about sports need to stay in the moment. You don't always have to project and try to be Nostradamus. One of the joys of doing this is the unexpected. In what world, based on video and data, did you really envision this guy as the top pick in the next draft? He's in essence 0-for-3 with three pitch strikeouts against the best competition he's faced. It's okay. You don't have to act like you know what the future holds. NFL draft boards right now are pretty much filler. Guys talking out their rear ends to provide content for websites, get Twitter followers, and 24/7 coverage. Can't you just watch the season for a little bit, gather some data, and then give your ridiculous projection of what the draft is going to be, even though you have no idea, as we ask?
What are you doing?
You know, it's weird. The writer who apparently started all the Josh Allen hype wrote it. Story about that this week, about how the bandwagon and like people need to pump their brakes on it. And he said literally he was making a top five for the offseason for college quarterbacks to look forward to for the NFL draft.
Okay.
And literally he asked a scout, he's like, sorry,
what do you like?
He asked him asked him who you like who is not already on the radar. And the guy said Josh Allen. So he included him in his top five and then just saw it just blossom and explode from there. And now we see him actually play against good teams, and he's not good against good teams.
Well, what happened was people are like, who? Oh, the 6'5", 240-pound guy? Yeah, I bet he's real good.
Oh, yeah, must have a cannon of an arm, plays for a small program. He's going to put up huge numbers, and he hasn't even done that.
Carson Wentz.
Yep, exactly. To Kevin Durant, I ask.
What are you doing?
Man, this is a Twitter-heavy one for me. So Kevin Durant has two accounts he used on Twitter. One of them is his own, KDTray5. The other one, we still have no idea what it is, but we do know he uses several of them because he slipped up the other day and accidentally used the real one to answer questions about himself. A fan tweeted at him, "Man, I respect the hell out of you, but give me one good reason for leaving OKC other than a championship." He responded with, "He didn't like the organization." So now he's going third person here because it's obviously he thinks it's the other account. "He didn't like the organization or playing for Billy Donovan. His roster wasn't that good. It was just him and Russ, period." And followed it with, "Imagine taking Russ off that team. See how bad they were. KD can't win a championship with those cats." All of what Durant said in those tweets is absolutely 100% true, but having a fake account on Twitter to be able to talk crap about your old coaches and teammates is super lame on a lot of levels, as we ask.
What are you doing?
There's no apology that he could do that's going to make it less lame.
You're
that
on
is
the
awful.
Tuck. That was weak. To Giant general manager Jerry Reese, I ask.
What are you doing?
A lot of heat being laid on the head coach Ben Mack can't do, and some of it justified. Seven games in a row, they scored 20 or less points, and they've got some talent. That ain't going to cut it. But he's also not the guy running the draft. And granted, Reese did help create the 2011 Super Bowl champs and was a personnel and a scout guy for the 07 team. But they've only played one playoff game since winning that Super Bowl after 2011, and it was last year when they got thumped by the Packers. They can't run. The offensive line's deteriorated. Your first rounder in 2015, Ereck Flowers, spells his first name E-R-E-C-K. Don't pick him. That doesn't make any sense. John Jerry at guard struggles in run blocking. You still haven't addressed the running game. You failed to improve the team during the offseason. Thanks for the memories, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Mac can't do instead of Macadon't, which is the obvious one. I'm impressed. To people who thought the NFL in LA was a good idea, I ask.
What are you doing?
You literally called what is happening now when the idea of the NFL returning to LA was brought up. Fans in Los Angeles do not care about professional football. That's why they lost the Raiders and Rams to begin with. And yet greed, I don't know what made these, you know, moronic owners and city planners think that bringing it back would be a good thing. And guess what? Fans aren't going to games. The Chargers open their home season at the StubHub Center, which is the home of the LA Galaxy in the MLS, and filled it halfway. Literally, MLS soccer sells more tickets than the NFL in Los Angeles. And the Rams weren't better. Despite blowing out the Colts in week one, they had a small spattering of fans in the Coliseum to watch them play Washington. In fact, according to the Fox broadcast, the fans of the opposition were louder than the LA fans themselves in their own stadium. And when you compare it to the crowd for Texas and USC, literally the night before, it wasn't even close. Here's a real question. Do the Chargers sell out the 27,000-seat StubHub Center one time before they open their new stadium in 2020?
Yes.
They might not.
When they play the Raiders, it will sell out. It will be mostly Raider
fans.
Yeah,
well, good, like if they play the Packers or something.
Well, that's it, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Dallas Cowboy running back Ezekiel Elliott, I ask.
What are you doing?
You know, you still stand accused of domestic violence. I know there's been no charges. You may serve a 6-game suspension. And we're talking about 5 different incidents. Plus, we've got you on video during a St. Paddy's Day event pulling down a woman's top. And let's not forget at Ohio State, you whining about the play calling. And this past Sunday, while getting blown out by the Broncos, when you piled up 8 yards on 9 carries, then following a Dak Prescott interception of by Chris Harris, Elliott literally quit on the play. Stood there, hands on hips, while his quarterback was busting his rear end to try and stop the ball carrier, who eventually scored. Elliott, I don't think, gets it. He's really immature, selfish, self-centered. Great player, coming off as a bit of a prima donna, as we ask.
What are you doing?